CBS Radio presents The Romance of Helen Trent, the story of woman's eternal search for romance. Here's Dorothy Collins.
True shame makes your hands feel so wonderfully young, excitingly young every day. Use true shame.
Protect your hands now with True Shame. Truché, the only leading popular-priced hand lotion with silicones, forms a protective screen, helps nature heal hands roughened by water, weather, and work. Truché. Helen has admitted to herself that she wants Gil Whitney back. But can she win against a woman as clever as Louise Brockton? For at lunch with Gil, Louise has just played her trump card.
Yes, this is an ultimatum, Gil.
But I don't understand why, Louise. And I'm not accepting it.
Gil, you're the most attractive man I've ever met. Now, that's a large statement, but it happens to be true. And I believe in telling the truth.
But why suddenly this?
Well, I told you why. For the past few months, I've seen quite a lot of you. Going out with you isn't like going out with some obscure man. Everybody knows you. Colonists watch you.
Oh, now, Louise.
Gil, I've seen it.
That was so once. I had a lot of big clients here in Hollywood. I was someone. I think you should know I'm not any longer. I've never tried to conceal from you that my personal affairs aren't good.
And why not? One bad investment doesn't ruin a man. I know all about that oil stock. I could have given you some good advice on that 6 months ago. I could have done a lot for you. I still can. Gil, you need a center to your life, someone to stand beside you. But I won't be a third side to a triangle. You're seeing Helen Trent again, and so I'm not seeing you.
Do you want me to give up Helen?
Oh, good heavens, no. But Helen's position is safe. I'm a woman alone and a stranger in this town. When I go out with you, I can hear people say, "Who is she? Another of Gil Whitney's conquests?"
Oh, as if you could be any man's conquest.
Yes, but you do see my position, Gil. I'm simply saying that you can't see me and Helen.
Louise, I have to be in court this afternoon. May I at least talk this out tonight?
Well, there's nothing to talk out.
May I come to your home?
I've asked Audrey to spend a week with me.
I see. So you won't be alone?
Exactly. I don't ever want to be alone again.
Louise, I'm not accepting your ultimatum. I must see you again. I'll call tonight and see what my chances are.
That will be up to you, dear.
About the romance of Helen Trent in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Mel Torme, getting ready to record some new songs. I don't mind these rehearsal sessions, but I dread a nasty cold. What kind of music can I make with body aching, feeling hot and feverish? I have to shake off cold miseries fast. So I take four-way cold tablets. Then I begin to feel better right away.
Good advice, Mel. Four Ways, the fast way to relieve cold distress, even of virus colds. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets proved Four Way fastest acting. In minutes, Four Way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain relieving medicines. None of the other leading cold tablets, only Four Way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pains, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Today, get four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries. Four-way, only 29 cents.
We return to the romance of Helen Trent. Now, the same afternoon, Helen, with young Audrey Winters, stops her car in front of a weather-beaten boarding house in West Venice.
This is it, Audrey?
Yes, and you're terribly nice to drive me, Helen.
It's a pleasure, dear. Shall I wait for you?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought you wanted me to meet your Alan.
I did, but now we're here.
You're afraid he might refuse.
He's so wonderful, Helen, and so talented, but he can be awful about strangers.
Suppose you go up and talk to him. I'll sit here.
Oh,
it's quite all right. I have a book.
All right. Helen, you don't think I should go to Louise's for a week?
Audrey, dear, I can't make that choice. You say you're indebted to Louise, and yet Alan needs you.
I don't understand why she wants me. She was so angry at me. She hates the way I live and, everything. Why should she suddenly call me in and ask me to do her a favor? And the way she said it, it may mean my whole happiness is what she said.
Well, then why don't you go and stay with her and settle it?
Because of Alan. He can't get along without me. He won't even try.
Maybe you're a lucky girl, Audrey, and don't know it. Go talk to him.
Alan?
Come in. Audrey, where the heck have you been?
Are you all right, Alan?
Sure, I'm all right. I wanted to work this morning and couldn't find my tube of cerulean. You know when I can't find my things, I go wild.
But you must have found it. You've been painting.
It stinks. The picture's not there yet. Not at all.
Oh, Alan, don't knock it over.
I had it all this morning, burning right inside of me. And then I had to take time to hunt for the blasted cerulean, so nothing happened. Done better to go down to Malachy's.
No, Alan.
And for heaven's sake, stay around, chick. When you go, everything goes. You know that. Next time, let me know. I can't paint without this stuff.
I will, Alan. Oh, Alan.
Kiss me, baby.
Yes. Oh, darling. I have a friend downstairs I'd love you to meet.
One of your squares?
Well, she isn't really. I told you about her. It's Helen Trent.
Is that her down there in the light blue Detroit horror? What's she hanging around here for?
I want her to meet you, and she wants to.
Why? Baby, what's up? We've had a nice, peaceful life around here for nearly a month. Suddenly you take off and come back with one of your square friends. And whenever you do that, it means trouble.
But there's no trouble, Alan, really. Only...
Only what? Now, come on, give with it.
Alan, Louise has asked a favor of me.
That old harridan gassing around again?
She isn't old, and I'm really indebted to her.
What's the favor?
She asked me to come and stay a week with her.
A week? That old poison pot. Hasn't she bled you and everybody else white long enough? A week? I hope you threw something at her.
Alan, I've left her way of life, but I still have obligations. If it weren't for Louise, I wouldn't be here. I'd still be living in Boston.
Well, maybe that's where you belong.
Alan, do you mean that?
Oh, no, chick, of course not.
Oh.
So what? You owe her the trip out, so you want to give her a week of our lives, is that it?
Yes, Alan.
Go ahead.
Oh, may I?
Sure, chick, go right ahead.
Oh.
Only you won't find me here when you come back.
What?
Now I'll go down and tell that other high-cultured doll in the fancy car that, because that's what she's come slumming for.
Alan, wait!
She wants to meet me. I'll meet her. But she won't want a second chance.
Alan! Alan!
But meanwhile, Helen Trent waiting in the street below in her car, hears an all too familiar voice.
The Lady Helen.
What? Pete Ridgway.
Well, don't look so surprised. I belong here. My pad's just down the block. Want to see it?
No, thank you.
Well, I tried. But what in blazes are you doing out here?
I'm waiting for a friend.
Who?
Audrey.
What's up?
Just waiting. I drove her out here, and I may drive her back.
Drive her back? What for? Helen, you're not monkeying in Audrey's life, are you?
No.
Then what gives? Where is she?
She's upstairs talking to that friend of hers, Alan Walsh.
What's this all about, Lady Helen?
It's very simple. Louise Brockton has asked Audrey to come home and stay with her for a week.
She mustn't go. That woman's a viper.
Well, I'm not sure of that, but Louise asked Audrey on the basis of a favor. One little week after all she's done for Audrey, and it could mean Louise's happiness for life and so forth and so forth. Audrey is terribly upset.
I smell a mouse.
Well, so do I, Pete, but Audrey feels she should go, and she's upstairs now trying to convince Alan.
She should know better. There's the mad genius now.
Where?
In the doorway. He's coming this way.
That's Alan Walsh.
In person.
I've met him. Oh, Pete.
We will return to the romance of Helen Trent in just a moment.
Hey, Tim, I got my car. Give you a lift home?
Swell. I'm tired. Had a nagging backache lately.
That can get you down.
And with the sleepless nights that go with it, I feel dragged out.
Last year, my dad was bothered by backache, but he found grand relief. Maybe you could, too.
How?
Try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
And now to return to the romance of Helen Trent. Helen sits quietly in her car as a shambling, bearded young man in slacks and sandals approaches.
Mrs. Trent?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Trent.
Hello, Helen.
Oh, you remember me.
Oh, I don't remember you. I remember this car. It was parked right here one night. It was the brightest, bluest thing I ever saw. I remember I crawled into it. I guess I was pretty gone. I'm Alan Walsh.
Yes, Mr. Walsh, I gathered that.
Mr. Walsh, that ought to put me somewhere, but it doesn't. Look, Helen, why are you trying to take my girl away from me?
Well, I'm not trying to take her away, Mr. Walsh.
Will you drop that blasted mister? We don't talk that language over here. Now, you are taking her away. You're sitting out here in this gosh-awful chariot like you were the angel Gabriel blowing her over the Jordan.
Alan. Helen, he just talks like this.
You stay out of this, chick.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want to take Audrey away. This isn't my idea. I'm just trying to help.
Oh, help, help. You're all the same. You didn't dig anything. You don't think. You're chrome-plated squares on a four-lane highway to no place. All right, take her with you. I couldn't do much with her anyhow.
Alan!
Take her, but don't bring her back.
Alan, don't leave me. Helen, don't let him go.
The Romance of Helen Trent is from the original radio play by Frank and Ann Hummert and produced under their supervision. Dialogue by Margot Brooks, directed by Richard Leonard. Julie Stevens plays Helen Trent. David Gothard plays Gil Whitney. The Romance of Helen Trent is heard every weekday, Monday through Friday.